Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Chof Simen Zayin, and we're discussing the issue of answering Amen to Gal Yisrael. So the Chayodim says, "V'nochan sheyomer mila b'mila, because she saw me mashatz." The best thing to do in this situation where you're starting Shemoneh Esrei with Tefillah B'Tzibur, not the case before where they're about to start Kedusha, you're going to start Tefillah B'Tzibur. And what should you do to address the issue of saying Amen to Gal Yisrael? So he says the best thing to do is to daven with the Chazan, word for word. So you and the Chazan will be saying the words together. So if you finish off Gal Yisrael at the same time as the Chazan, you do not need to answer Amen. According to some opinions, you may not say Amen. And therefore, in order not to get involved in the Shaila, the best thing to do is to say, instead of finishing before the Chazan, but then pausing before the Chazan, before you start Shemoneh Esrei, you might take a pause for a moment and you'll end up with this question of whether you should say Amen or not. If you say along with the Chazan, you do not need to answer Amen. The halacha is that if a person does not say Amen al Birchas Atzmai, so a person does not say Amen on his own bracha, and if you finish off with the Chazan at the same time, so you're not saying Amen to your own bracha, you're saying Amen to the bracha of the Chazan, so you may answer Amen, but you're not mechuyev to answer Amen. So I finish Yishtabach together with the Chazan, so I say Amen, I finish off the bracha of Halal together with the Chazan, I answer Amen, because I'm finishing off the same time as the Chazan, A, and B, there's an opinion that sometimes you do answer Amen to your own bracha when it's the end of a Seder of brachas. So the end of Yishtabach is the end of the Seder of the brachas on Pesukah Zimra. Halal is the end of the brachas on Halal. So in that situation, we do answer Amen. We discussed this before. According to some opinions, we do not do that. Sardim do that. We're saying even according to the Ashkenazim, if you finish together with the Chazan, so since there's an opinion that you would answer Amen on your own bracha, you'll answer Amen as well. But that's if only by a bracha, which is the end of Seder brachas. By Gal Yisrael, they were not masakad to say Amen in that situation, or they should go straight into Shemoneh Esrei. So even according to the Sardim, you would not answer Amen over there. So what are you left with? You're left with just finishing a bracha with the Chazan, which you do not, the halachas, you do not need to say Amen, and therefore over here you would not say Amen. So that'll be one way to solve the problem of what to do with saying Amen to the bracha of the Chazan. There are a few other suggestions. Mishapur brings a suggestion that you should start Hashem Sosai Tiftoch a little bit before the Chazan finishes. So even though we said you're not supposed to start before the Tzibur, if I just start the words Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, that's not called starting before the Tzibur. So when the Chazan's about to say Goa Yisrael, you already finish your Goa Yisrael, and you say Hashem Sosai, you've started Shemoneh Esrei, therefore you can't answer Amen anymore. There's another suggestion which some shuls do. If the Chazan does not say the bracha of Goa Yisrael out loud. Mishabur does not mention this idea. This idea is mentioned by the Chassan Sofer. The son-in-law of the Chassan Sofer was known as the Chassan Sofer because he was the son-in-law. Chassan means the son-in-law of the Chassan Sofer. And he suggests this idea. It is known that Rav Henkin Zatzal was against this very strongly. And he gave the following reasoning. With Zman Chazal, when the Tzibur was not familiar with how to say brachas, so the Chazan would say brachas out loud and be motzi the Tzibur. So the same way that applied to the idea of Chazar Sashat, that also applied to Birchas Kriyashma. The Chazan would say the bracha out loud and be motzi the Tzibur. You'll find some kehillah still, some starting with that the Chazan says the whole bracha out loud. People say it together with him, but he says it out loud because the brachas were niskan to be said out loud by the Chazan. So he says, nowadays we're not being mitzi anybody. Everybody is familiar with davening themselves, but the takana of saying it out loud still applies. So how do you fulfill that takana? So he says, if you say the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha and a little before the end of the bracha, which is called me'ena chasima, samach chasima, the end of the bracha is called the chasima, that's the signing off, that's the closure of the bracha, and you say something about that point right before you say the closure, me'ena chasima, samach chasima. So that would be you would fulfill the basic minimal statement of the bracha. So if a person says the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha out loud, plus a little bit before the end of the bracha, he would fulfill the Iker Din of saying the bracha out loud. So at least that the chazan should say out loud. So according to Henkin, I want to point out, so you would only fulfill this takana, if not just by over here, but by all of the brachas of Kriya Shema. That's why some chazanim say out loud the bracha, the beginning of the bracha of Yetzer Or, they say bracha to Hashem, they say that part out loud. And then right before you say the bracha of Yetzer Baros, at the end you say, Archadosh Atzion to ear, so you say, Meina bracha samach lechasima, Meina chasima samach lechasima, and you say, Yetzer Amaros. But you would also have to start the next bracha out loud, Avarabah of Torah Hashem Elokeinu, Chemagdol Miserchamal to Aleinu. You'd have to say that out loud as well to fulfill this takana, because you must say the beginning and the end of the bracha. And the same thing with Emes Ve'emunah. So I've seen many people which are mocked, but they say out loud because they say they're quoting, they're fulfilling the requirements of Reb Henkin, who said you're supposed to say out loud. And I'm pointing out that that's not really true, because according to him, you must say each of the three brachas, the beginning and the end, out loud. So that I have not seen. So those who quote that they're following the minhag of Reb Henkin's chumrah and his psak, that is incorrect. We do need to address, is this the appropriate thing to do, saying it quietly or not? That's what I'm going to talk about that in the next year. Have a good day.